Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, November 19th. We'll be taking a look at President Biden reviving a summit that had been on a break.
Holiday travelers are taking to the sky. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holiday. Yesterday, we got to 52 for the high in Wichita. Today may be a few degrees warmer, but it will be windy. Our full forecast for the weekend coming up here in just a few minutes.
And currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy and 35 degrees. The Thanksgiving travel season officially underway.
Airports around the country are expecting a large number of holiday travelers. Wichita Airport Authority Air Service Manager Valerie Wise says pent-up demand is one reason why.
We expect to have close to 2,900 passengers flying out on Friday, as well as the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Those will be the busiest days.
Officials say nationally, 20 million people are expected to fly during the Thanksgiving holiday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Biden reviving the North American Leaders Summit after a five-year break. He's meeting with leaders of America's closest neighbors.
President Biden welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador to the White House Thursday. The president with an optimistic outlook.
Our North American vision for the future draws on our shared strengths as well as three vibrant democracies.
The three leaders say they're going to collaborate on migration, climate change, and the pandemic, but there were tensions. Canada's concerned over proposed tax incentives that would benefit U.S. electric car automakers and possibly cost foreign automakers their jobs. Mexico is frustrated the U.S. isn't issuing more work visas, with officials saying Mexicans could fill the demand for labor in the U.S. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man and a woman who died in a fiery crash with a combine southeast of Udall were Wichita residents. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office says dental records were used to identify 28-year-old Lucas Walker and 33-year-old Sarah Deer. They died 12 days ago after the car that Walker was driving collided with and then went under a combine and burst into flames. The collision occurred on a road north of Winfield. Humankind Ministries of Wichita helps thousands of people and families during Operation Holiday. President and CEO Latasha St. Arnaud tells KNSS News the pandemic has had an impact on the distribution of food, clothing, and toys.
So last year was our largest holiday distribution program to date, and we really contribute that to the pandemic. Just a lot of families struggling out there with job loss and childcare issues and just all kinds of health-related issues. We've really seen it all. We're actually anticipating this year being even larger, just given that we're still coming through it.
St. Arnaud is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021. It's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. NASA says the International Space Station is at risk because of a cloud of space debris that was left behind after Russia destroyed a satellite with a missile.
So many fragments from a destroyed Russian satellite are in orbit that NASA says it's reviewing safety operations for an upcoming spacewalk and other operations on board the ISS. They're also planning on more inspections to watch out for damage in case any of that debris hits the station. The U.S. Space Command is tracking more than 1,500 fragments from that satellite, which was blown up earlier this week by a Russian anti-satellite missile. Russia's space agency's been downplaying the danger. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment surveyed unvaccinated Kansans to find out if they're willing to get the COVID vaccine, and if not, why. Among those surveyed, two-thirds say they are unlikely to get it. 14% were likely to get the vaccine, 19% not sure. Nearly two-thirds of those surveyed said they were worried about the side effects of the vaccine being worse than COVID itself. About half thought that vaccines were not effective, and 84% are worried about potential infertility issues. The survey showed the majority of people would prefer to get their vaccines from their doctors instead of a mobile clinic or a mass vaccine site. A longtime baseball team making a huge change, and it's time for a massive pardon in the nation's capital. Those stories are on the way, as well as your full weather forecast here on this weekend before Thanksgiving. And, of course, we're only 10 minutes out from our live visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. KNSS News Time is 8:05. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The Cleveland Indians are no more.
The Cleveland Guardians are officially an MLB ball club, the new nickname taking effect today, ending decades of criticism over the old moniker's insensitivity towards Native American culture. This also comes after a lawsuit 3 weeks ago by the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team, who threatened to block the club from use of the name. Now, as part of a settlement, both teams will go by Guardians going forward. The Guardians team store at their home ballpark of Progressive Field will have all new apparel ready for fans today, who will be getting settled into their new team name after 106 years with the old one. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
President Biden is set to pardon the National Thanksgiving turkeys today.
President Joe Biden will take part in his first turkey pardoning as president today, giving reprieve to the national turkey and its alternate, which hailed from Jasper, Indiana. The White House Historical Association says that turkey pardoning dates back to the Civil War era when President Lincoln extended clemency to a turkey. No word on exactly what the turkey did to need a pardon, but there you go. It was a gesture and jest until former President George H.W. Bush made the pardon official when he took office in 1989. The turkey names are a hoot, too. This year's are peanut butter and jelly, with past pardonees like popcorn, caramel, biscuits, and my favorite, Jerry. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning, just for the next several minutes, continue avoiding the area Hoover and MacArthur. We had a traffic accident there earlier this morning, so just continue to avoid that area. Again, that's the area around Hoover and MacArthur. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's check in and get the weather forecast here on this weekend before Thanksgiving. It's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. We're starting to see some high-level clouds move in from western into central Kansas. A trough of low pressure is developing on the eastern side of the Rockies, and that will bring us gusty south winds today with a high 55. A few clouds and dry tonight. Tarlo near 40, sunny and near 60 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It's partly cloudy, 35 degrees. We're on our way to a high today, 55. Hats are back, more popular now than in the last 30 years. No better time to have the staff at Hatman Jack's help you find hats for yourself and everyone on your gift list. With more than 50 brands to choose from, you're sure to find that cozy hat that will fit every lifestyle. What a great place to shop. It's right there at the Clock Tower in Delano, or you can go online, hatmanjacks.com. It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Days are getting shorter and shorter. Black Friday is a week from today. According to a recent survey from TopCashback.com,
yes,
the USA's most generous cashback site, 62% of Americans are waiting until Black Friday to do the majority of their holiday shopping.
Really?
That surprises me a little bit to hear that.
Yeah, it does.
Will you be buying gifts this year? Yes, 91%.
Okay.
No, 9%.
All right, makes sense.
9% Grinch. Which of the following do you take into account when buying a holiday gift? Pricing hit 91%. Yeah, depending on how much stuff costs.
Yeah.
Quality, 76%. Shipping, 72%. That's a big component these days. Reviews online, about two-thirds. Brand name, only about one-third of the people care about that. But, yeah, when it comes to price and shipping, that takes a big chunk right there.
Yeah, it does.
Which of these would you be willing to do to save money on gifts? Go homemade, say 58%. Re-gift items, 44%. Just skip the whole Christmas season altogether, 38%.
All right.
Or get something used or secondhand, about 27% went with that.
I don't really understand too much that stigma around re-gifting. I don't necessarily get it, I suppose. I suppose it's a little tacky, but if you're going to be re-gifting, especially, you're probably doing it in such a way that the people would never find out. And I don't know, if somebody's never going to find out, what's the problem?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whom do you find it most difficult to shop for? Significant other, about a third of the respondents. Mom, 22%. Dad, 22%. Extended family, 22%. Kids, only 17%. So significant other.
Yeah.
It's giving a third of the people trouble.
You know, it's interesting. I would used to have, you know, problems with pretty much any one of those, but the advent of the gift card has made shopping quite a bit easier because they're always useful, you know?
That plays into our next question here. What's your go-to type of gift? Number one was a thoughtful gift, some kind of experience or something homemade, 38%.
Okay, sure.
A generic gift, and there's where the category of gift card or
gift
cash.
Card.
About a third, 32%.
Yeah.
A practical gift, now we're talking socks, clothing, whatever, 21%. An expensive gift only made 9% as the go-to. So, one more. What type of gift would you like to receive? 40% said they want that thoughtful gift. 36% said, gift card money is fine. Practical gift, only 14% said okay to that. Expensive, only 10%. So, people would rather, four times as many people would rather have a thoughtful gift than an expensive gift.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm on kind of the practical side of that portion myself. Especially as I've gotten older, practical gifts are just convenient. They're nice.
They sure are. It's 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And something that is practically useful every week is our visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Huge game on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead. Two first-place teams hook up. Tickets are going. They're expensive, and we're expecting to have a huge high-scoring game on Sunday. Let's bring in Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. You were talking about practical gifts. You know, that I just why not get everybody toilet paper for the holidays? Is there a more practical gift?
You can't get more practical than that, pretty much. That's the bottom line, baby.
What else do you use every single day?
Exactly.
Hey, babe, I was just thinking of, you know, here's some toilet paper. Like, here's a year's supply. So anyway, I just got to thinking about that. You know, I can tell you, and Greg Reno, and he's now retired, American Ag Credit, but Ty Stuckey and the rest of that crew and Jenny Bracken, they're going to be thinking, that's not a bad idea. So toilet paper for everybody. And the our Sedgwick County doctors who love this segment, they'll probably do that too. It might be just a run on toilet paper today in Wichita for Christmas or holiday gifts. All right, yeah, huge game. This is I know enough about the great city of Wichita to know there are dual allegiances.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love the Chiefs in the AFC and the Cowboys in the NFC, and some people just love the Cowboys. There's a big Cowboy influence in Wichita and also a huge Chiefs influence. You're right, man, dead on. This is the biggest game in the NFL this week. A very expensive ticket, but a much anticipated game between these Cowboys and Chiefs.
And with Wichita right in the middle geographically between the two, The Cowboys are making only their sixth visit ever to Kansas City.
And battling for the coveted Preston Road Trophy.
Right.
Started by Lamar Hunt when he was across the street from Jerry Jones on Preston Road. They thought, we're getting a trophy for this game. We only meet every 4 years. Could be more with this 17th game. They could meet again next year if that's what the league decides to do in a 17th game between, like, the Chiefs played the Packers this year. All that being said, yeah, they have not been in Kansas City very often, but it's always a big deal when they are. And honestly, you've got a matchup here of two teams combined with somewhere north of or close to 900 yards of total yards combined on the average per game. Plus, from a standpoint of quarterback rating, Dak Prescott's having his best year ever. And right now he leads the National Football League in quarterback rating and efficiency. Well, that's Patrick Mahomes has the career mark there, and he's got the minimum number of games to do so. It is the first time a career leader in quarterback rating has faced that in-season leader in quarterback rating since 1990, when Joe Montana, who had the career record, was up against Phil Simms, who had the season record at that point. So we got that going for us.
And the Cowboys come in leading the league in scoring, averaging 32 a game. The Chiefs aren't far behind, but this is expected to be a pinball, ping-pong game on the scoreboard.
Good. Then who gets enough defensive stops or makes a defensive big play, you know, pick six or scoop and score, or just changes the game with one defensive play? That could happen here too. But, yeah, the stats just keep rolling in this game from – the fact that just these two offenses are just so proficient right down the line. I mean, the Dallas great card, and, you know, they're usually overrated. It's the only team Stephen A. Smith knows in the NFL. You can't mention any of the other 31 when he's talking to Max Kellerman and whatever that show is, What's Up or What's Down or whatever. And they're always 8-8, right? I mean, you Cowboy fans listening, I'm going to make you mad right now. It's a generation since you've been in the NFC championship game, a generation, 25 years. And yet you've gone to the playoffs 10 times in that 25 years without reaching the NFC championship game. It's an all-time National Football League record for a team to be in the playoffs that often and not make it to the conference championship game. Only the Detroit Lions, the woeful 0-8-1 Lions, or the Washington football team has gone longer and not been in the NFC championship game than the Cowboys. But here they are. This team is good. They have no apparent weakness, and you get ready for a classic on Sunday.
Chiefs coming off three straight wins, too, find themselves atop the division for the first time since week one, I guess, and still getting things accomplished and moving up in the AFC rankings.
I know everybody follows me on Twitter, in Wichita, at Mitch Holtis, easy to follow me, but I put worst to first in 11 hours. The Chiefs went from worst to first in 11 hours. You don't see that very often. In a division. But here's the Chargers going, wait a minute, we should have had the Chiefs. We should be two games ahead of them, and now they're in front. It has been a sequential linear progression to get to this point for the Chiefs, but to have a complete game and obliterate the Raiders last week in all three phases. You have special teams now cooking. In the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs have blocked the punt. They have had a fake punt for 17 yards. They've had a punter that's pinned the Packers five times inside the 15-yard line. Mm. That becomes a weapon, much like K-State football, when it's rolling, where special teams can become the tipping point. So the Chiefs have it rolling in all three areas, including the defense, which is gaining confidence.
It's good stuff. And of course, Dallas, I think, has the worst punt return unit in the league. So the Chiefs could gain a nice chunk of yardage, even if they do have to punt.
If the two teams are – if it's back and forth – and you said ping pong, it's the Williams sisters in the Wimbledon final. Don, just watch how the field position can switch if someone does not score. Because that in this game could be, again, a tipping point. But the Cowboys, even though the return game's not been great, at least in punt returns, they've blocked punts the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, here comes Fossil. Jim Fossil's kid is the special teams guy for the Cowboys. So I'm telling you, man, there's just chess pieces all over this. This is Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer.
Well, tonight you've got Andale southeast of Saline. You've got Inman Sedgwick. But I tell you what, that'll begin the weekend in football. And by the time we get to Sunday afternoon, the Chiefs and the Cowboys will be a massive affair. Of course, you can hear it all right here. Pregame coverage begins at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 3:25 Sunday from Arrowhead. Chiefs and the Cowboys on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis will have the call. We must ask Mitch, how does this Chiefs-Cowboys matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs pre-Thanksgiving update?
All right, Ted, take the palm of your hand, slap it up against your forehead and go, oh my gosh, I should have figured that. Because you will recall this game, but it's in my wrong place, at playing the wrong team at the wrong time scenario. Remember last week, we talked about, yes, the Shockers went to Vegas, just like the Chiefs did. Mm-hmm. Shockers went in 86 and played the all-wrong UNLV team
right.
of Randall Cunningham and then the little-known freshman running back Icky Woods of the Icky Shuffle. Okay, same thing happened to the Shocks in 1979. Willie Jeffries, head coach of the Shocks, not having a good year. Just coming off, they beat Drake that year, but trying to figure it out. But a strange game where the SMU Mustangs came to Wichita for a single game. Do you know the story? I don't know how the story of why they got that game. But here comes SMU playing in Wichita at Cessna Stadium.
I was there.
And I was you and 8,000 other people. There was 9,000 people at this. No, I'm sorry. 6,110 was the listed attendance. But there would have been 36,110 if they got in a time machine now and went back to that game. Because you know the freshman running back that was the star of the game that day for the SMU Ponies, right?
Was it Craig James?
Eric Dickerson.
Eric was the freshman that year? Okay.
He was a freshman. And Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, one of the few that's made both, and became part of the Pony Express. Now, James was on that team, but I don't know what he was doing that day, but he doesn't show up anywhere in that game. Now, Dickerson does. He just ruled the day as a freshman. And you probably remember the famous SMU quarterback for that game. I know Steve probably would. But old Jim Bob Taylor,
quarterback. Yeah, three names, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Bob Taylor, quarterback Jim Bob Taylor. You know, I'm chucking, you know, kill, 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 kill. Switch, 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 switch. Dickerson gets the ball. Oh, good, you checked to Dickerson. Smart guy. But this game featured, and I'm going to ask you, you were there, the most famous play never to happen in Wichita State history.
Oh, what is it?
All right, in front of 6,110 people, Eric Dickerson, 7-0, SMU lead, but the Ponies are there, right there on the doorstep of the Shocker defense, ready to score again. Dickerson dives for the end zone. The ball's knocked out. It flies into the air, and flies into the air of Shocker defensive player Jeff Townsend, who caught it 5 yards deep in the end zone and took off and returned it 105 yards for a Shocker touchdown that would have tied the game with a PAT. Flag on the play.
Oh.
Clipping on the return.
Oh.
Some defensive dude, one of Townsend's buddies, clipped. I'm sure probably 30 yards away from affecting the play. And it didn't count. 105-yard touchdown on a basically recovered fumble in the air that might have changed the fortunes of the game. Instead, SMU went on to win handily.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you were in the same game or in the attendance with a senior golfer at SMU at the time in that year, with Payne Stewart.
Whoa!
If he would have been there. Yes.
Oh, man.
Of course, we lost. Payne was awesome.
Yeah.
Springfield, Missouri, and we lost him in that tragic plane crash. But, yep, Payne. Payne was walking around with you getting popcorn at Cessna Stadium that day. Plus, SMU had kicker Eddie Garcia, who went on to kick in the National Football League, all part of that SMU Mustang team that visited Cessna Stadium.
That was
but
huge.
Don't you know if we could get a time machine and say, we're going back to 1979, who wants to see Eric Dickerson play against the Shocks, we'd sell Cessna Stadium out.
Yeah, and pre-SMU death penalty, too. Wow.
Yeah, well, that kind of started it, right? How'd they get Dickerson and James and all these guys? I don't know about Jim Bob Taylor. He transferred out of there. Jim Bob didn't even make it 4 years. He transferred to someplace else. But Jim Bob was there that day, quarterback in the old Mustangs, Jim Bob Taylor.
Good stuff. And, of course.
Yep, you can't have a team. You can't have – you can't play Jim Bob Taylor, or maybe a future Pro Football Hall of Famer, if you don't have a team. So bring it back. Got to do it without Cessna Stadium, but bring it back.
Chiefs-Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. Mitch, have a great call.
Thank you so much. And here's a tip of the cap to old M. Bob Taylor.
And as always, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
That is Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Tune into the Chiefs and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon for the big game right here on KNSS. Our visits with Mitch on Friday mornings are brought to you by American Ag Credit and here in Wichita by Truck Stuff on North Washington. Joe Rogan is going to be at Intrust Bank Arena on Friday, December 3rd. I've got two tickets to go see Joe Rogan. And if you want to be eligible for those tickets, call me now,
869-1330. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
8:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. KNSS breaking news at this hour. U.S. President Joe Biden is going to transfer power to Vice President Kamala Harris for a brief period of time. President Biden will be under anesthesia today while getting a colonoscopy, according to the White House, which says, quote, the vice president will work from her office in the West Wing during this time. A Wichita man who was arrested after his suicidal roommate shot himself has been released from jail.
Police arrested 28-year-old Charles Burnham on Tuesday, holding him on a $500,000 bond on a possible first-degree murder charge. Investigators allege that after a 27-year-old roommate shot himself, Burnham retrieved the gun and shot him two more times. District Attorney Mark Bennett said Burnham was released after his office determined further investigation was needed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
13% more Americans expected to travel this Thanksgiving compared to last year.
More than 53 million people are set to travel across the country this week for Thanksgiving, with an estimated 20 million people traveling by air amid long lines with staffing shortages plaguing our nation's airports, and at or near record gas prices plaguing our roads, and with a strong cold front and stormy weather expecting to pound parts of the Northeast and Midwest this week. AAA predicts that peak travel will be on Wednesday. Airfare prices to be lower than this time last year, though it'll cost us more this year for hotels and rental cars. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now let's check that weather forecast on this weekend before Thanksgiving with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 30s overnight across south central Kansas, and with clouds gradually moving in, it is going to be a windy day with a high 55. South winds may gust beyond 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight, our low near 40. Sunny and 60 on Saturday with a cold front arriving Saturday night. Sunday's high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It is partly cloudy, 38 degrees. We're on our way to a high today, 55. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. We'll see you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch. That's 579 West Douglas in Delano. 8:38 with Steve and Ted. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your facilitator for the day, Jad Chambers.
Well, a new documentary is taking a fresh look at a member of the Rat Pack. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
A new look at the life of legendary performer Dean Martin is being released.
When the moon hits your eye.
Dean Martin, King of Cool, features rare clips and interviews with those who knew him, including Carol Burnett, Bob Newhart, Norman Lear, and others. His daughter, Dina Martin, told me it's been an almost seven-year labor of love.
And in such, for me, to see how these people thought about my dad, it warms your heart. And so now the world's going to be able to see Dean Martin and what he did in his life.
Dean Martin, the King of Cool, airs Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern as part of the TCM Dean Martin Retrospective. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ooh, Pally.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Once a rival, Netflix is now going to carry a show based on a company that it put out of business. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting on the new series, Blockbuster.
A comedy series centered on the last remaining Blockbuster video is headed to Netflix. The series will be led by Randall Park. At this moment, the very last Blockbuster store in the country is located in Bend, Oregon, and has managed to survive despite the coronavirus pandemic. In August, the store was converted into an Airbnb where fans could lean into their 90s nostalgia for just $4 a night. Back in 2000, when Netflix was just a fledgling mail order bride, Netflix creators Reed Hastings and Mark Randolph offered to sell the startup to the video rental company for $50 million. They declined. The rest, as they say, is history. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, Ted. You sing more than I do. Have you ever had trouble with song lyrics, getting them wrong or not hearing them right or thinking they're the wrong ones, that sort of thing?
No, that always happens. That happens to everybody.
Yeah, I think it does. Well, Spotify is making a move to help those people. Here's Fox's Mike Gunzelman with more.
Uh-oh, overflow, population coming through, but it'll do. Shake yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your tongue, listen to your heart.
You'll never have to guess the words again, as Spotify has announced that they have added lyrics to their music streaming service. The real-time words will be synced with music and will be available to all global Spotify users, both on the free and premium plans, thanks to a deal with lyrics provider Music's Match. On the mobile app, users can swipe up from the Now Playing screen to see the track's lyrics scroll by in real time, while over on the desktop app, you can click the microphone icon from the Now Playing bar. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
So basically, they just turned Spotify into 24/7 karaoke.
Hmm. Okay.
But I guess it will help if you have trouble remembering lyrics, because there you go. Well, we got some birthdays in the entertainment world today. We're going to start off with actress Jodie Foster, 59 years old this year.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
That's right. Actress, director, producer, regarded as one of the best actresses of her generation. Accolades include 2 Academy Awards, 3 British Academy Film Awards, 3 Golden Globe Awards, and the honorary Cecil B. DeMille Award. Foster's career began with an appearance in a Coppertone television advertisement in 1965. She was 3 years old at the time.
Yeah, her whole life she's been in the business.
Really has. Of course, I think the big one is, and one of those Academy Awards, of course, Silence of the Lambs.
Where are you, Dr. Lecter?
I have no plans to call on you, Clarice. The world's more interesting with you in it. So you take care now to extend me the same courtesy.
You know I can't make that promise.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Anytime I can get Dr. Lecter on.
Of course.
Yeah. So there we go.
Mr. Happy Dr. Lecter.
Happy birthday to Jodie Foster, 59 years old today. Just a year older than that, Actress Meg Ryan, 60 years old today.
Meg Ryan is now 60.
That's right. Actress and producer. She began her acting career in 1981. A bunch of minor roles before joining the cast of CBS's As the World Turns.
Oh, wow.
That's right. She did that in 1982. Then she started to get some supporting roles in films during the 1980s. I'd forgotten about this one, like the box office hit Top Gun. She was in Top Gun.
Hey, Goose, you big stud!
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
All right, she was Goose's wife. Top Gun, I'd forgotten about that. But, of course, her big breakout was the Rob Reiner-directed romantic comedy When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, and then there was a period of years after that where she was just in everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And kind of typecast in a lot of it, because there was a lot of Harry Met Sally in, you know, You've Got Mail.
Sort of rom-com type-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's the sort of thing. Again, happy birthday, Meg Ryan, 60 years old today. We had some humor on the late-night talk shows. This quip from Late Night with Seth Meyers.
After test driving an electric Hummer pickup truck in Michigan yesterday, President Biden said, quote, "This sucker is something else." Okay, but don't give him one. I mean, the last thing anyone needs is a 78-year-old man driving a car that you can't hear coming.
Not bad there. And the turkey pardon prompting a joke on the Late Late Show. Actually, it prompted a lot of jokes on a lot of the different shows, but I chose the Late Late Show with James Corden. I thought he did the best with it.
In itself, it's just a weird act because you're like, oh, I'm pardoning you two. And if they could talk, they'd be like, what do you mean pardoning? It's like, well, everyone you know is about to die. But you're not. So live with that guilt.
I liked that one. That's good. That's all we have for the Blur today, Ted. But the Blur every weekday is brought to you by,
of course, Napoleon Appliance Repair. And if you have an appliance that's in trouble, you need to call Terry for an appointment. 409-1525, a great family-owned appliance repair business. Napoleon Appliance Repair. 845 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for a Christmas prize package giveaway. How about a tin of Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate, and a 35th Anniversary Mannheim Steamroller Christmas CD, and two voucher coupons to go to Illuminations at Botanica.
Heck of a prize package
last night.
There.
Great prize package. Call me now, 869-1330. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Local Business Journal update is on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
President Biden is going to transfer power to Vice President Harris for a brief period today while the president undergoes a colonoscopy.
Two.
Overnight, the Beaver Moon lunar eclipse, as we observed the longest partial lunar eclipse in 600 years.
One.
College football tomorrow in Manhattan. Kansas State hosting 11th-ranked Baylor, as Kansas State is going for its fifth win in a row. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And going into a weekend here, the gasoline prices at the high end, $3.09 a gallon, kind of an average lower than that, around $3.05 or so. I'm seeing some lower prices out there. $2.94 13th and Tyler, $2.91 right around 13th and Tyler. So, again, just some lower prices out there as far as gasoline goes. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast on this weekend before Thanksgiving. It'll be a gusty wind out of the south today. One of the big features, a high of 55 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 40 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. Looking ahead for a weekend, sunny tomorrow, high Saturday 60. The cold front does arrive on Saturday night. Then on Sunday it'll be partly cloudy with a high 56. Currently in Wichita, it's partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the south. It is 38 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 55. Your weather forecast here on this Friday morning. 8:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in the world of business, of course. And we'll get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Allegiant
Airlines, today begins a new nonstop route to St. Petersburg, Florida, through St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, from Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport. Allegiant is offering one-way fares on the new route for as low as $49. Allegiant says St. Petersburg, one of its most popular destinations, excited to provide Wichita residents with this convenient, low-cost flight to get there. The new route will operate twice weekly, and you can find all those times at Allegiant.com. But there you go. Allegiant is beginning a new nonstop route between here and St. Pete starting today. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announcing a new study by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. And this all shows that Kansas parks have a positive economic impact across the state and across several industries. And they did a lot. They surveyed a lot of folks for this. And some of the conclusions, survey respondents had an average party size of 4 people, stayed 4 days, spent about $500 each trip. On average, 92% of visitors indicated they would recommend a state park to other people, nearly 80% indicating they would revisit that same state park within a year. Last year alone, largely because of the pandemic, Kansas State Parks did see a big increase, 52% in the number of visitors for days in parks, and that led to an additional 1,300 jobs and an additional $35 million in wages for Kansans. Also last year, total estimated spending by visitors in Kansas, $170 million, so big economic impact there. And about two-thirds of spending related to nature-based tourism activities was conducted near survey respondents' destination. Sales mostly conducted within just 40 miles of Kansas state parks. Currently, 29 Kansas counties are home to at least a portion of a state park. So that's 29 of the 105 counties in Kansas that are near a state park. And it provides a pretty good economic boost for those areas as well. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal here on this Friday morning. 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Congratulations to Jason from Wichita. We got him one of those big prize packages. The hot chocolate, the Mannheim Steamroller CD, the Illuminations vouchers to go to Botanica.
That is a lot.
So congratulations to Jason. He won that prize package. And I'll be giving away more of those prize packages next week on Thanksgiving week, and even more, I think, the following week. So we still got some of those to give away, and stay tuned to Steve and Ted for your chance to win. So that's a pretty good opportunity right there for you to win one of those prize packages. And we'll also be giving away Joe Rogan tickets next week as well to go see Joe Rogan in Wichita and downtown at Intrust Bank Arena coming up on Friday, December 3rd. Wow, big weekend, a lot of information we got to you today in this 3 hours. We're very glad you were with us. Cowley College and Butler Community College both could win volleyball national championships by the time this whole thing is done. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Have a great weekend.
Get Wichita business.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.